Hello everyone and welcome to episode 1 of the podcast of epicness. So, today I'm by myself, unfortunately, but I do plan to have some other people with me in future. So, first thing I want to discuss is games, because in general I love video games. So, why not talk about that as a thing that I love? So, video games in general, I don't know if you knew this, but recently, a couple weeks ago actually now, last week I'm pretty sure, yeah, they released Minecraft Story Mode for Netflix, and I've almost finished the first episode. Like, I've played the series myself, I've almost finished the first episode. I'm just replaying it because a lot of things are different, and it's not a complete game. Like, some of the choices that you would make in the actual game are already done, that you don't have to decide anything on it. So with that, there are like still heaps of choices that you can make, but I guess it's sort of more like an interactive movie kind of thing, which doesn't mean it's not fun. In fact, it's awesome, but it's more of something to watch. Like, occasionally it's like a flash game, you know, like how there'd be like a flash movie like 10 or so years ago. Imagine this, 10 or so years ago, about maybe 15, there'd be like a flash movie and you can choose the ending. It would kind of be like that, just with multiple choose the ending type things. So it's just like the original game. Like, it's the same, like, story, it's the same storyline, and pretty much all the dialogue's still the same, except it's just different in a way that you make less of the choices and it's more they make more of them. You still occasionally get to choose what to say, but I guess you can sort of, like, it's kind of like what, well, I mean, I was going to say it's kind of like watching Netflix. It is on Netflix. It's like, you sometimes you lie back and you conveniently have your controller next to you. Like, Netflix already had an interactive game before, so they had the Puss in Boots Stuck in a Book, which I played. It was alright. But yeah, if they've already done it before, there's nothing wrong with doing it again. In fact, it's good because there's multiple episodes in this, and it hasn't been confirmed, at least not when I'm recording this, it hasn't been confirmed if there's going to be a season 2 on it. And if there is, then there might even afterwards be like a continuation, like, of the story that wasn't in the actual game itself, which if they did actually end up deciding to do that, that would be awesome. At the moment, they've only got the first 5 episodes of season 1, though. That it says all the episodes are there. It doesn't say anything about new episodes. I mean, they might just magically come. But you wouldn't think episodes 6, 7, and 8, they were more DLCs. Well, pretty much they were DLCs, even though everyone played them. Though, it does have Order Up, which, if you remember, at the end of Order Up, I'm not sure if this is in the actual one. I haven't got up to episode 5 on the Netflix one yet. If you remember, on Order Up, at the end, they go to all the portals and suddenly it ends. So it might say something at the end of episode 5. I'm not sure. Like, it might say something at the end, like episode 5, like, oh, episode 6 coming this time. But we're not exactly 100% sure. So just, I will, like, hopefully by the next episode, I will have played through the whole thing and I will let you know more on that. But yeah, but yeah, that's that, pretty much. That's Minecraft Story Mode on Netflix, the next epic big thing, because Telltale actually did shut down, and this was the last project, so, I mean, just because Telltale's gone doesn't mean that Netflix just gonna not work on it themselves, because for all they know, like, considering that it's on Netflix now, Netflix would have the rights to, like, Minecraft Story Mode and all that. So that means they could probably continue with themselves if they wanted to. I mean, like, they've got, like, DreamWorks, and they've made, like, heaps of Netflix original shows with DreamWorks. Like, they've not only have Netflix originals where they work with DreamWorks, especially on DreamWorks movies, but they have, like, DreamWorks movies on there, which is even more convenient. Sometimes they even have, like, the actual movie and the Netflix original version, which is pretty cool. And honestly, the idea of them doing this kind of thing is great. But yeah, so that's that. I'm going to move on. I'm going to stop talking about games for a little bit of my time so I don't have to make you sit there and be bored. But have you heard that... what was I going to say? Have you heard that Windows Server 2019 is going to be a thing? It might already be a thing. By the time this comes out, it's probably already a thing. But if not, then at the time of me recording it, it hasn't come out. I'm recording this... computer, what am I recording this? I'm recording this in September. So, 12th of September. So, it might be out by now. I mean, by the time... I do plan, like, to release this around time... Wait, it's not... Sorry, no, my clock's backwards. It's not the 12th. It's the 9th of December, sorry. It's just... I've got my computer time set backwards, so it's saying 12th to the 9th, which is how Americans say the time. It's actually the 9th to the 12th, so yeah, it's the 9th of December. I think it's probably already come out now, probably, but yeah, I don't plan to get it. Honestly, I don't plan to get it. I mean, it's probably not going to be that different from Windows 10, so honestly, it just makes you look at it and think, well... Is it really worth it? Which, no, probably wouldn't be. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to head off. And this is sort of serving as like a little prequel. And this is like episode 0. The next one's going to be episode 1. It'll be longer, don't worry. So thank you for watching. I mean, listening. And I'll see you in episode 1, where I hopefully have someone. Bye!